This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 246. Pole position.
Is that a stripper game?
Home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sissa.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And welcome to the 5th anniversary episode of our podcast.
We had some party favors.
I know,
we really should have thought about this.
We could have had like buzzers and the noisemakers and the and streamers. Although, if we had streamers, then I would just have to clean up afterwards.
There'd be no point to having the streamers on the show because we're not video, so it's not like people would see it.
Like, we just threw streamers, and they're so pretty. They're falling right now. And see? You know,
it's like New Year's.
It's like New Year's.
It's the New Year's of Esh because it's the 5th anniversary, so we're starting our 6th. It's like New Year's Eve, but only in Eshland. And not nearly as important.
We will be celebrating all week long in
and
the
Dick
land
Clark
of
will not be counting down.
Dick Clark has nothing to do with this countdown. Dick Clark has really nothing to do with this podcast. That's a fair statement.
It's too bad he doesn't, because he would love it.
He's fantastic at producing things, but he wouldn't love it, because we curse too much.
Oh.
Yeah. Remember, Dick Clark's group does the American Music Awards.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's totally not for us. But, like I said, this is our 5th anniversary.
Cinco! Oh my god, it wouldn't have been great if it actually had been on Cinco de Mayo. That would have been, like, prophesized by the Mayans. It's on that giant circle rock thing, I swear. And I know
I'm pretty sure there's actually our crest is on the Mayan
If you pan
calendar.
Out far enough, you'll see
if
it.
Yeah.
It's one of those
you gotta
weird,
come, you gotta
funky
like,
eye things.
You gotta come way, way back, and then you have to unfocus your eye. But once you do that...
all those things where, like, you have to be up close and then
I don't know,
because
I can't do them.
I can. I was like, I see a wolf and a moon.
Do you see three wolves and a moon?
No.
Oh,
no.
That would have
been
awesome.
But if I did, then all these chicks were hanging around me. I'm like, dude, what's up?
You are a chick magnet, though.
I know. I live the
I mean, the bitches love you.
I am living the lesbian's dream.
You are.
And so is King... King Baby Duck is living it way better than I do.
This is true. Yeah.
But...
anyway!
That's the irony!
Ironies! What's not ironic is our anniversary. Dude, we've been doing this for 5 years. And we've only missed, like, a few weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a...
because I don't count clip shows. Because clip shows are produced shows, so... those are weeks that we delivered a show, but we only had a few weeks where we, like, straight up just didn't have an episode, and it was all for, you know, important reasons.
Yeah, like...
when Dad passed away.
Yeah, when Dad passed away.
Yep, we skipped a week for that.
Well, yeah, because I don't think everyone would have really enjoyed
the
show.
No, we weren't. And everyone was... but everyone was really supportive, especially the guys over at Too Old to Play, which I absolutely still to this day love them for. They sent us a bunch of letters. They actually donated to your college fund, the PayPal thing.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Yeah, they were
thanks
absolutely...
thanks to them, I finished school.
They were fantastic. And you know, the community as a whole was great around then.
Not to mention, somebody anonymously, like, donated, like, $1,000 to that.
Yeah.
And I still, to this day, have no idea who that was.
Yeah, I don't know who that was either, but
I think
that was, like...
it was Gina.
I don't know.
I think. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. But
I'll
that
pretend
was,
that it was just because.
That was really, really, like, touched us. That
very
was
very
like,
much.
So,
I was very moved.
That was really, really cool. And then we had the week that we had that bad storm and it knocked out the electrical.
I
was out in Virginia, so we
couldn't
do
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, you.
Oh, you know what? Screw you, Heffa. So we had that week because we didn't have
right.
no electricals.
Right.
So I was trying to update the website for my phone to let people know that there wasn't going to be an episode because I had no electricity.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Now I remember that.
Yeah.
The first snowpocalypse.
Yep. The first snowpocalypse took out an episode. And then did we prepare I think the trip that we took to Vegas where we had the entire Esh clan together, I think, was... I don't think that we prepared a no, show that week.
We were grieving in Vegas.
We were drinking.
We were partying. I was wowing in Vegas.
Yeah.
I was drinking and wowing in Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we did not
But I think that's it. I think they're like a handful.
Sporadically.
Yeah.
If something really...
Over 5 years.
Wasn't there one where I was actually like really...
When you were in the hospital.
When I was really sick. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We missed that one because, you know, you were on...
They wouldn't let me bring my setup.
And it's really for the best.
The hospital.
Pandalicious literally calls me from the hospital so doped up. It was amazing. And the phone call I got, no lie, went like this. Ayo, bitch. Hi. I'm in the hospitals. I can't feel anything. I have a button. And I push it, and it gives me morphine. And I push it.
I think I remember that call.
And I push it. But I haven't seen mommy today, though. I love you. I have to go now. And I push it. Bye. Call me.
Now, just so everyone understands, yes, I was on morphine. It was triggered, so I couldn't get a hit of it. I think it was set for every 7 minutes. So, literally, the conversation wasn't long enough for me to have gotten so many shots of morphine, because I'm sure that would have killed me.
Yep, you just kept pushing it, though.
Yep, I think I just like the idea of having a button to push. But, yep, I was in the... I remember...
Imagine that. Pandalicious likes to push buttons. Who knew?
No, wait. No, there was that time, the first time I went to the hospital, yep. And then my emergency one that kept us from coming down to Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I think that was right before Christmas.
Yeah.
Too. Mm-hmm. That one, we obviously probably didn't do a show because I didn't get out.
No, we put on a clip show.
Right, because I couldn't get home in time.
Yeah, and so I think we've only done, I think there's only like a straight up four that we actually missed weeks. That's how dedicated we are to this shit.
Or we've certainly tried to be.
We try.
We're humans.
Definitely for the podcast, we try to be very dedicated.
Good. Writing, I'm not great. I'm horrible at it. I write well. It's getting it
here's
to
the thing.
You.
There's room for improvement.
So much room. There's like a warehouse full of space.
There's no place to go but up. Because
yeah, up to the surface. And then up
yeah,
to the sky.
Yeah, we've done this for 5 years. We've done some really fun interviews.
I think we've covered so much.
We've talked about a
lot of stuff.
We've talked about a lot of games. We've talked about a lot of anime. We've talked about a lot of random shit.
And we're just going to keep doing that.
Yeah. We promise you that we're going to continue to do it literally until it comes to the point where I can't afford internet, which I never see happening.
Or I procreate so much that I don't have time to sit down for
an hour. Right. So,
and talk to people.
I'm putting a cap limit on how many children you can have.
Oh, I'm already two.
Yeah, like that's...
If I get one and then a twin bundle set, then I get to keep them.
Seriously, I will pay for the babysitter time so that you can do the podcast. So, because that's...
I mean,
like,
but that's not going to happen anytime soon.
But seriously, we
cap, won. Cap three.
No, cap two!
No, because twins run in this family, so I mean...
Cap two! If you hit the first shot, I mean, then just call yourself lucky.
If I hit two on my first roll, great, I'll stay. I say, check. I want to see what else. What if I don't and I only get one? I have to try once. And then if I get a double pack, if I get a DVD combo pack.
Don't get the DVD combo pack with digital download.
I think it actually might end up being. I have the strangest feeling that I'm going to end up with three. So I'm going to put a cap
on two. I'm telling you.
But if I get three, then I'll be like,
if
I really
want
that.
Then adopt
you.
One.
And make. Damn, that's a lot of babies. I'm just saying.
Why does anyone make that game? Damn, that's a lot of babies. Where you just procreate all the time.
Octomom.
Okay, much better than Imagine Babies. Just damn, that's a lot of babies.
Is this kid yours? But no.
You get power-ups for popping up triplets.
I'd say cap at three. I think I could handle three. Worst case scenario, I can always ship one to you.
You can't afford daycare for three. Trust me. Yeah, daycare is expensive.
And that's what's great when you have a sister who has no desire to have her own children.
I know, but she works.
She's like, hey, watch this one. This is a good one.
No, don't even make that motion. All right, let's get back to the focus. All right, because we just
besides
about
million
games,
babies.
It's besides you and your million babies.
Not a million. That's a lot of
babies. Damn, that's a lot of babies. Anyway. We've had some really fun people on the show. Which is Let's see. We've had Crix from Girl Gamer on the show. We have Derek on the show from Dead Pixel Live regularly. Yeah. It's always fun when he rolls through.
Alpha Box has come through. Well, he was originally on DPL when he first came over and then went over to Shifts.
Yep, Super Happy Fun Time show. Yep. We've had Crop from Super Happy Fun Time show on.
Yep. Fairly recently. I wish we'd have him more often.
We'll really have to work it out.
I like talking to him.
I have a hard time remembering, like, times. Well, changes, he's over there.
Yeah, you know, he's across the pond.
And so that's always difficult to work out.
Yeah.
Like, what's a good time for a hit?
4 hours difference?
Is it 4 or is it 6? I can't remember. I don't know how many lines.
I thought it was 4 because...
Is it 4?
Because for the royal wedding, you had to wake up here at 4 a.m.
But wasn't it 10 over there?
Yes, so it's 6.
See?
Excuse me. Yes,
2 hours difference is huge. But we'll definitely try and get Crop on again. We've had
Edie
from Game Hounds on, which, you know, is always fun. She's a hoot and a half. Yep. And we've done some interviews as well. And we had frickin'
Kawasaki.
Yeah, you should really actually read that book.
Actually, I was listening to the clip that was in our mom episode with him.
Yeah, you should. I was like, oh, yeah, I want to enchant everyone. You should have been a part of that, and you should really read the book. It's good stuff.
Do you have the book still?
Yeah, duh.
And then maybe I'll read it.
Yeah, maybe you will.
Maybe I will.
Maybe you.
You know what? I will.
You'll be really enchanting.
I'm already enchanting.
Oh, no. Seriously.
Like, literally, they need to recast Enchanted with me. Instead of Amy Adams.
Oh, my God.
Though I'd have to learn how to sing. But I could still enchant, motherfucker.
No, just
I can enchant like a motherfucking beast.
Auto-tune.
Oh, my God. I'd love to be on Auto-tune the News. We should have those guys.
We should have those guys auto-tune one of our episodes. I just want to hear what that would be like.
Oh, my God. We would be like T-Pain masters.
I know, but here's the thing. Like, I can do it because I have Logic Studio on one of my Macs.
Yeah.
But I have no idea how to use it. The tool is there. I just have no idea how to use it.
One day we should just play with it and figure it out. And if it's really funny, we should put it on our YouTube.
I like to click it, and then, like, sounds happen, and I think I'm doing stuff, but I know I'm not. I know I'm not.
I've been playing way too much with I love T-Pain app.
I am T-Pain app.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. I gotta
listen
tell you.
To myself.
So let's stop talking about how awesome we are.
No. Wait.
Wait, we got more awesomeness?
I just wanted to ask, of these five years.
Well, and we've been on shows too. I mean, dude, I can't.
Oh my God, I did some serious pod crashing in my day.
You were like a master pod crasher for like,
I was just like
half
hey.
A year. You were everywhere.
I would
get these emails. Thanks so much, Pandalicious, for dropping by the show. And I'd be like, what
show? This is on a show?
What? Why didn't you tell me? Oh, yeah, I was on this thing at Girl Gamer. I was on this thing on DPL. I kind of did the news this week because Lucy was out. And I was on this show. And I was on that show.
It's like someone wants me to be on Shifts this week.
Yeah, so I was on that show. So I was on, you know, that show. And I was helping these guys out. No, yeah.
Oh, my God. And I want to get back into it. Like,
you totally need to pod crash more.
Like, believe it or not, I think this Friday, so by the time that this show comes on, the Friday coming up this week, I'm going to be on RPG Grinders.
Oh, that's nice to know. Thanks for telling me.
You're welcome.
Awesome.
And I'm going to write to Kropotkin over at Shifts because I think I want to be on Off Topic.
Uh-huh.
And,
that would be cool. I think that would be fun.
And
we got to get Black Wolf on.
I need to go on Black Wolf's show.
We need to get Black Wolf on our show.
I've only been on his show once. And it was great. It was his last, Friday Night Gaming.
Yep.
So I jumped on because I was like, oh, I'm really sad to see you go. And, you know, like, I've listened to the show, but I never actually watched the video of compliments.
Uh-huh.
So I was doing that this time, and I didn't realize that when someone calls in, he puts their name on and during my segment, because I was watching it and talking to him, and I'm like, my name didn't come up. And I was just like, oh, I'm like, that's kind of sad. And apparently, I was talking about it in chat, and he noticed that I said, he goes, oh my God, I totally didn't put your name on there. So when somebody else came on, I don't remember who it was, he totally just put my name up there.
That's because Bobby is the shit.
He is the man.
I'm so looking forward to seeing him at E3. I don't get enough Black Wolf in my life.
Wait, what?
Bobby's the shit.
I forgot that. All I heard was, I don't get enough of Black Wolf in me.
In my life!
I didn't hear my life. I heard like, me.
I was engage like, in the conversation.
It's like, whoa.
Engage granted, in the conversation.
He's in an area.
No, Bobby's great to talk games with and just, you know, generally nerd out and hang out with. So that'll be, you know, fun to do while we're in LA. But we've been on a bunch of shows. We've really enjoyed doing that and definitely branching out even more, you know, kind of cross-pollinating.
But I want to jump back into the pod crashing scene.
You seriously need a pod crash. We need to get you on SFX 360. That would be good stuff.
I don't know if they'd let me.
They would.
Do they even know who I am?
Yes.
Like, what, more than Ninja Sister's little sister?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, you should actually pay attention to your Twitter.
Oh my god, and Gamer Reaction.
We gotta do some things with Gamer Reaction, because they're good people. It's good stuff. So.
Anyway.
5 years young.
It's still
I have
kicking.
No idea what the next 5 years are going to be like. I think it's pretty much going to be more of the same.
Let's look at it here by age perspective. So
let's not bring age into
me,
it.
For me. Oh all right, God. So when we started this, I was 21.
Yes.
I am now 26.
Yes.
5 years from now.
Oh my God, that was like 5 years.
Ago. Oh my God, I can do simple fucking math. 5 years from now, I will be 30.
And you have 2 degrees.
I do. I do.
Yep.
MX. Oh, the scale is MX plus B. I'm just kidding. I don't even remember that.
MX
place.
Plus B. The
slope.
What?
The slope of the.
Oh, please. I wish we were doing video so you could draw that again for the people in the air. Yeah, the slope. Draw
the slope.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the slope. It doesn't matter. The slope could be anything, but it equals. M over X plus B.
Uh-huh. And what's M and what's X and what's B? I mean, if we want to go there. Uh-oh. That's the deer in the headlights look.
I don't remember.
That's the, oh shit, my phone's
you
ringing.
You know what?
I have to take this call.
I have it programmed in my TI-83.
Oh my God, I had a TI-82. That was a great calculator.
But anyway.
It's the only reason
so
why I was
I'll be 31
calculus.
5 years from now. Most likely, maybe. I'll probably still be living at home.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You just came back, bitch. I haven't left yet. So I haven't experienced the bad roommate ramen for a week just so I can pay my rent.
Dude, guess what? You're not missing anything. Don't go out there. It's scary out there.
Really?
It's really scary out there. Shit's expensive.
So, I mean,
gas is too
in my
high.
Mind, in my dream of dreams, I'll be 31.
Dream of dreams.
I will not. I'll have a job in my field. I'll hopefully have
in
an apartment.
In the field that you want.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. In the mm-hmm. field of my dreams.
Yep.
I will be in an apartment, hopefully with a very great boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Possibly a cat. And really
wait,
great.
Wait, the boyfriend is possibly a cat?
No. A great boyfriend and possibly a cat.
Okay,
a
so
pet,
a
cat.
Boyfriend plus
a cat. Yes.
Okay. Right.
Now,
not boyfriend that equals cat.
I mean, if I had a cat boy boyfriend, that'd be pretty weird. And I'm a cat girl myself.
I wouldn't put it past you.
But anyway, in mm-hmm. reality, 5 years
so
from now.
So, job in the field of your dreams,
yep.
apartment of your dreams, with man of your dreams,
plus
cat
of my dreams. And in reality, I'll probably still be living at home with mom of my reality, sister of my reality, and the dog of my reality. Which is not bad.
You sounded really defeated when you said that.
Well, because I realize my goals are really high. And I
want to sprinkle some reality in there.
I might need to just tug it down a little bit.
You might want to put just a coating of reality on there. No. I mean, because right now your common denominator there is of your dreams. You might want to.
So let's even this out. Maybe I'll be living in the house of my reality with the boyfriend of my dreams,
uh-huh.
with the dog of my reality, with the job of my dreams.
Is that a balanced equation?
I don't know how I'd convince the boyfriend of my dreams that he should move in with me and my mom.
If he loves you.
If
he loves you, he'll have a place of his own. You can just move into there.
That would be great.
You know, I'm just trying to help you with some reality.
It's like, hey,
boyfriend of your dreams should come with his own place.
Hey, boyfriend of my dreams, do you have a place? All right, I'm totally moving. Where is it? Shit, that's really far. Okay.
You know what? We'll work this out on another episode.
Okay, so in 5 years, let's see where you'll be. You will...
I'll be doing the work that I absolutely love.
Yes, you'll be doing the work that you love with more awesome Mac Apple products in your house. You'll give me all of your hand-me-down stuff, which is still way better than my shit.
My hand-me-downs are pretty fucking awesome.
I cannot complain. And I have not yet. Because it's like Oprah giveaways.
It's like, here's Ninja's favorite things that she doesn't really need anymore. Ninja,
Panda, whatever. Panda, I know that you are sick of using your Xbox headset. So, here's the Astro headset. Why are you giving me this? Because I love you, and I just bought the upgrade.
But I said I love you first.
Oh man, but it's a much more serious upgrade because two panels for my ears. Two, not just one. A crappy ass mic, like it's all comfort and style, which we all know I'm really big on. So
And you know, the tower of iPhone boxes over there.
Yeah, I know. So I mean I love Ninja giveaways because I still make out like a fat bitch.
Yeah. It's pretty much like a very small scale version of Oprah's favorite things.
The only thing that she will never give me is her car. And that's okay, because I have my own car.
Yeah, no, you can't have diddles.
No, I have Statham.
I know. But, you have made out like a bandit. Yeah. An iPad.
I mean, what? We've had 5 years of Eshmom clips.
Oh, and you know what? It's only going to get better, people. Because she has a shorter and shorter attention span and fuse every day. We're going to get her on the show, like, just flat out have an episode.
One day we're just going to leave the mic on and not tell her it's on and just talk normally. And you guys can just enjoy.
Yep.
Enjoy Eshmom the way that we do.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
We should get her drunk and do it. Because then she really won't be able to see.
Eshmom drunk is like
shit. Or we can just change her glasses so that they're her distance glasses and not her reading glasses.
Don't be mean.
She should have bifocaled it up. But anyway.
It's been a fun run, I have to say.
5 years of blips.
It's been fun. Like, it hasn't. Yeah, and it hasn't been boring ever to sit down and do it. It hasn't felt like work to come and sit down and do it. It's been fun.
I have to say now that, you know, with the recent change, at least this year, with you being back here near me, that
I'm near and dear to you.
You're near enough that I couldn't try to take a 2-second cat nap because you'd hit me.
Yeah.
And before, I used to be able to get away with that fairly easy.
Oh, no. I can tell when you went to sleep.
It's like, Yeah.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, Sony. Yeah. But I can't do that now, so it's made me a better person. Now I do that at my job. But 5 years now, I can't imagine what type of things we'll be talking about 5 years from
It'll
now.
It'll be the same shit.
Technology
will
no, because I think technology could possibly shift, and
what? They're still trying to push 3D, and I'll tell you right now, I'm not doing it.
Eventually, we're going to have to talk about that in the show. If it becomes prevalent in the gaming world, we're
going... I don't want to.
I know you don't like the idea. I know you don't like it. But it might just happen, so you might need to brace yourself for that.
No. Won't do it. You can't make me.
You're right. I can't make you.
I mean, you can try.
You're absolute. I can't make you. You're my older sister, so I wouldn't try that. You could kick my ass.
Yeah, boy.
But 5 years. It's amazing. I'm surprised we're still doing it. I didn't think we'd make it past year 2.
I didn't think that you would have the attention span past year 1 to begin with.
Actually, I really thought that we'd do our pilot episode. It'd be great. We'd do it for like a year maybe. And I'd be like, fuck this shit. And then second year came by. I was like, wait, it's been 2 years already? Whoa. Like, I didn't even notice. And then third year, I was like, wait, we're still doing it? Like, it became so routine that I forgot that it was actually like something we did. And then fourth year, I'm like, oh, it's going to be different because we're ninjas moving back home. Shit. Things are about to get different. And here we are.
Yep.
Yeah.
Still knocking them out. So we promise that we'll keep at it. We really love...
We will only stop when one of us dies.
Pretty much.
And even then, we have enough clips of each other's statements that we can probably
We probably still have at least 3 months of clip shows.
We can make a panda or a ninja soundboard. I don't want to do that.
Actually, I'm thinking about making a soundboard.
We should, because of all the shit I say, I'm surprised we don't have one already.
I'm surprised that we haven't done that. I think that, you know what? We're going to ask you guys, would you pay 99 cents for an ESH soundboard in the iPhone or Android market app?
You know you want to say yes.
Yeah, hit us up. Mailbag@landfresh.com.
Hell, I would pay 99 cents for a soundboard of me.
If you do, and we get enough interest, then maybe we'll make one. That might be fun. That would
be really awesome. Because then all the other shows that we haven't been on yet could buy the app and then have us on their show. And what
we'll do is, if there's enough interest, we'll put a thing up on our Facebook page and have people vote for what saying should be in the app.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And the winner would have the winning one on the app. They wouldn't get a credit for it because it'd be either me or Ninja saying it. But it would be your contribution.
Well, not only that, but we could then gift them a copy of the app. So
for free! Because it's a gift.
So, we'll see. Let us know. Mailbag@landofesh.com. And we might, we might get it popping.
I think one's going to be, Mom! It has to be.
And, of course, that's another podcast. That would definitely have to be on there.
Oh, my God. That'd be hilarious.
I miss those shirts. All right. But, so
I had a question, though.
What was the question?
So, of the 5 years.
Right.
Of all the episodes that you could possibly remember, and after a while, even I forget, lose track.
Dude, that 240.
Do you remember anything from an episode that you really, really liked? Like, anything out of the other that you're like, I really liked the conversation that we had. I don't remember what episode it was, but I remember that it was...
I think that of episodes of our show, I think the episode where we talked about Tsukihime.
Okay.
When you brought it up.
The first time?
Yeah, the first time.
All right.
And Magic and I were there, and I was just trying to wrap my brain around the whole description, and I was just having a hard time following it. I really thought that we really kind of had a great... You know, like you said, conversation between the three of us, because both you and Magic had seen it, so you were both trying to help me, but from different ways to try and get why it was.
I don't think it made any sense. And if we go back to the episode, I'm sure if I listen to it now, I'd be like, why did I say it like that?
Yeah, but I thought that was really a fun episode, especially because at that time I really wasn't watching as much anime anymore. Right.
Which is funny, since you're the person who's
watching way more anime than playing games. Because I go through phases. It's just like, you know what?
And it's on this week.
I'm just like, literally, I don't want to have a controller in my hand. So it's like, hey there, Netflix and Hulu Plus and Crunchyroll. What you got for me this week? Which is awesome. It's like the trifecta of awesome. But that one really kind of sticks out in my mind. I think the episode that we did when I was at E for All. And you guys were calling
when I was patched through the speaker.
Yeah. Yeah. That one sticks out just because it was really weird for me.
I really wish it's really weird. I wish I could have been there to hear myself patch that. Like, I wish I could have been like a spirit. I know this sounds really stupid, but I wish I could have been like this omnipotent spirit who could have watched it. Like me now listening to me of then in the speaker.
But it was a really weird situation because I'm sitting up on a panel with, you know, Lusa Lee was with me at the time, and I think Jess V might have been sitting in on it as well, because I didn't want to sit on the panel by myself.
Right, with the speakers.
And then everybody else could hear, like voices coming through the speakers, like, is she a ventriloquist? Like, what's going on?
Oh my gosh, she's three chicks in one bod.
Yeah, yeah, and so Lusa Lee was great, and Jess was great, and sitting in with me to kind of keep the conversation going and, you know, make it so I wasn't alone on the panel, but it was very weird to be sitting up on this panel, raised up so that anybody walking by could see me, trying to have this conversation with the two of you about video games and, you know, what we were seeing and what we wanted to have happen. And at the same time, over directly catacorny to me was Steve Wiebe trying to...
Oh my God.
...beat the top score on Donkey Kong. So that really stuck out in my mind as a... Just a different situation. Like, that's an episode that sticks out. The one with Tsukihime. And I have to say, probably most recently, one that stuck out for me, just as an experience, was my interview with Guy, just because it's very rare that one of us does an interview by ourselves as an entire episode. I think that might have actually...
I think that's the first one.
I think it really is, because I think there's only one episode where it was like... One of us. We've done top fives.
Yeah,
We haven't done a top five in like a long time.
And I think now that it's been enough time where we could totally do it and not have like repetitiveness.
But like, that stuck out because it was a different kind of episode for us to deliver. So those are ones that definitely stick out for me. What about you?
I would honestly have to say that my experience at E3 2009, where we did our show live on the floor,
mm-hmm.
Even though we were, like, in the corner of the floor, there was so much buzz going on, so there was no way to not be able to pick up on something and roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I liked kind of being out and having people walk by and go, what are those girls doing? And, you know, they're... And that one guy who, like, literally walked up and was like, I totally like your skin. Like, where'd you get that? Like, just out of nowhere.
Yeah, like, your skin's awesome.
The sporadicness of that was really entertaining. And, I mean, I, unlike you with the E4All, I mean, I have not done, like, a live panel anywhere. I've never been in front of, like, an audience or in the middle of something going on where an audience could generate at any moment. So mm-hmm. I think that was, like, my first experience with that. Not that we really had much of an audience, per se, but we were out in a place where we could have generated one.
Well, maybe next year at PAX East we'll try to do a live recording on the floor.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing. Because
yeah.
I actually would like to see if we could do it.
We can.
I think we could do it, but, I mean, we've been doing recorded shows for 5 years, so, I mean, I know we got that at the drop of a dime, but I think that having the dynamic of having an audience that could possibly come up and throw us a curveball that we're not prepared for would make the show very...
Yeah, all I need is somebody asking, you know, the developer for this game, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, what do you think of their other work? Hey,
but
my
honestly,
phone's ringing.
But I honestly think, like, a lot, like, if we generated enough buzz that people who've actually listened to the show would know...
Then that means we have to generate buzz.
Which isn't that hard, and that's more or less on me than you, and I can get on that. but I like that.
Really?
And then on top of that, I mean, doing my interviews for PAX East this year, granted that I still haven't given you those audio files.
Yeah, no shit.
They're on my phone.
Hey, guess what? We're going to E3 in like 3 weeks.
I know, I gotta give those to you so I can empty out my phone.
Yeah, you might want to do that.
For more room.
Oh my
but
God.
I mean, I enjoyed doing our round table. Like, I actually really kind of like
the
idea.
Round tables are good.
Round tables are really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like
I've,
being
I've had fun doing every round table. Every
yeah.
round table we've done.
So I think in that case, then my real strong experience in terms of shows have always been where we've had a
oh,
different
the Skype
voice.
Cast we did that failed abysmally when we tried to have everybody who was interested in.
Oh God, I remember
that episode. Yeah.
That one was interesting.
Yeah, because Skype was literally pulling the product away, and they were discontinuing it while we were trying to use it. It was so...
And then what, several years later, Ustream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Until I lost the look-see. I'm still pissed about that.
Stop it, it's okay.
I know, but now I'm, like,
but
kicking myself
so
because
I mean,
then I have to get one before we go to E3.
But getting back to it, so I honestly think that probably the things that stick out in my mind in terms of our shows have always been... You know, where we've had a different voice come in,
mm-hmm.
or multitude of voices, all at the same venue, experiencing
mm-hmm.
different things. So I really like roundtables, and I hope we do more of that moving forward
yeah.
here in Ash. So,
sweet.
So, alright.
Alright. So
now that we're
done
talking about us.
Isn't
that what our show's about anyway?
That's pretty much really about us.
It's really just about
us. It's about us and our opinions. Real world. Land of Ash. Wait, no.
For one, we couldn't do it because there's only, like, three of us in the house.
I know, there's not enough drama.
There isn't enough people to generate drama.
No, because we totally need to bring in a gay. We need to bring
We have in, one.
We need to bring in
a dude
who may or may not be on steroids, who's homophobic, and we need sluts. We don't have no sluts. I wish you guys could see her face.
Oh, God, I'm so glad I didn't just say what came to my head.
We don't have no sluts.
I was about to say, I'm a slut, but I'm not. I'm a slut in my head.
Yeah. That's
I'm like, oh, my God, you should see the things I'm doing in my head right now. They're so slutty.
Enough about us. We actually do have some game and anime stuff to talk about
besides
this week.
Besides just the fact that we talk about them.
Besides the fact that we talk about them. So, first up on deck, now that we've made it through the walk through our past, and you're still thinking about the slutty things in your head, aren't you?
No, it's just so funny that I would say that. Okay. I'm back.
All right.
I'm back.
So, the first thing I want to talk about is we have another issue of our magazine getting ready to drop, which we're all crazy ass excited about.
Oh my god, like totally uberly excited.
And you'll definitely want to pick up because we've got a nice piece in there. And I'm not just promoting it because like I wrote it, although I did.
She so totally did write it.
It's totally awesome.
And there's some artwork.
It's pretty cool.
Oh my god, it's pretty cool.
About Bethesda's upcoming game, Rage, which...
Oh my god, I'm raging for Rage.
Dude, seriously, it looked like... It's... I'm not going to give it away because I mentioned it in the piece, but the game doesn't come out until September. And right now, Bethesda is running a contest, which is valid until May 31st at 11:59 p.m. So you have until just...
Right before midnight.
But basically what they're doing is they have a contest that they're running through their Facebook page for the game. So it's facebook.com/rage. And basically what you can do is it's a graffiti contest and then they have a sweepstakes piece. So the graffiti contest is basically you can design your own graffiti to appear in the game and submit it, upload a graphic through their application. And then if you win, then your art will actually be featured in the game.
Will you get paid for it?
No.
It's your fucking artwork if it's copyrighted.
And no, it's not that it's just your artwork and it's copyrighted. First of all, it'll be published and you'll get a credit.
You okay, can get paid for that credit.
Can I finish? You'll also win a trip that they'll pay for to QuakeCon in August for the 4th through the 7th. And an iPad. So that's how you're getting paid. You're winning an all-expenses-paid trip to fucking QuakeCon.
Are they feeding you?
No, you gotta feed yourself. They're gonna put you on a plane and put you up, bitch. And give you an iPad.
Now, what if you have a fear of planes? Can't they, like...
No, you can't get a bus. You are not fucking John Madden. They're not gonna bus your ass to Texas. They'll fly you.
That's...
Planes are safe-ish. Now, don't be a douche.
See, that's how popular I want us to get. I want to be so popular that I can have my own bus.
I don't want a bus places.
You can fly. You can fly, bitch, but I want a bus. And then if we have to go, like, across water, then okay, fine. I will get on a plane. But only if we're that popular that we have to go to other countries. Otherwise, give me a bus or my own plane.
You're getting on a plane.
No. Give me my own bus or my own train with my face on it. The panda trains at nonstop all night long, baby. Toot toot. And I get to toot the fucking horn.
I'm not even gonna make a comment.
And Denzel Washington would be the conductor.
I'm not.
With that white guy. What was his name?
Oh Pine. My god. Oh my god.
Christopher Pine.
Oh my god. I can't even believe
the guy from Star Trek, the new one.
You did that. I can't believe that you did that.
And the sexy ass Spock would just be in my bedroom.
Zachary Quinto.
Oh my god, that guy is insanely hot. Even with that big nose.
Sorry. Right, getting back to
he could steal
video
my power.
Games and anime.
Sorry.
And not hot nerds. Wait, although we could do an episode about hot nerds.
I'm surprised we haven't.
I'm really kind of surprised that we haven't.
It's been 5 years and we haven't talked about hot nerds.
We haven't done. Well, maybe then that.
Oh my god, that should be our next top five.
I was
our
just about
top
to say
five
that, like,
hot nerds.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Guy edition and girl edition.
Yeah, guy edition and girl edition because we are equal opportunists.
Oh my god. I'd have to seriously think about that. That's so hard.
That's what she said. All right, so. Anyway. The graffiti contest piece of it is the art that you submit will be featured in the game.
Right.
You'll get credited, obviously.
You'll get an iPad. Wait, an iPad or an iPad 2?
You'll win a brand new iPad, so I'm imagining it's the 2.
Well, you never know. They might be trying to repurpose some shit.
And the trip to QuakeCon, which I think is pretty fucking sweet.
Have you ever been to QuakeCon?
No, because I haven't been to Texas in, like, forever.
I've been to Texas.
I would love to go to QuakeCon. Not that I would play, because I would die, like, immediately. I'd be, like, one of the noobs that... I wouldn't even be, like, a warm-up
what would
thing.
Be the, what would be the point of going if you weren't
you
going
to watch the whole process. I mean, QuakeCon is huge. It's more than just Quake that's going on there, but it's a massive Quake tournament.
Massive Quake!
All right. I mean, so you could take part in that. You could walk around. You could sightsee. It's a fucking free trip. 3 days to Austin, Texas. Do you know how much good Tex-Mex is down in Austin?
Well, I was in Dallas, and they actually had some really good
stuff. I mean, so you got great eats, you got good gaming.
Yeah.
And it's free, plus an iPad. All for just making some arts.
Get on it,
that you probably would have made anyway.
Get on it.
Oh, like I got time to make graffitis.
Damn it.
But for those who are not artistically inclined or have time, they have just a regular sweepstakes. And the regular sweepstakes thing is for everyone else who can't do that kind of stuff to enter and win. And someone from the sweepstakes will also win a trip to QuakeCon and the iPad.
So wait, one person who's got talent who deserves to win will win.
So they've basically made it a contest for people who have talent.
And people who don't.
And people who don't can enter the sweepstakes.
Okay.
Okay. They won't have anything in the game. They won't have any bragging rights. They won't get credited in the game.
No, they'll brag like, I got in for free.
But they can go to QuakeCon and get an iPad. For those that do have the talent and the time, they could do the same. One of them will win that. Plus, have their art featured in the game and be able to say that they got the... And I would be surprised that they wouldn't give a copy of the game away to one of the winners either when it comes out.
I'm sure they're both going to win it.
So, I thought it was really cool that, you know, one, they structured this thing so that, you know, there is a contest piece, but that people who don't necessarily have the ability to participate in that have another way to participate and win something equally as cool. Because usually, like, sometimes when companies break it, it's like, okay, this is the contest and you can win this. And if you can't do that, we've got this other thing going on where you can win, like, 5 lotto tickets. Scratch tickets. Way, yay, you could be a winner. And it's like, wait a minute, how come they have a chance to win a car, but I get a chance to win scratch tickets?
That I'll most likely lose on.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
you should say that one of those 5 is guaranteed to win you something. So at least you're like, oh my god, I won $1.
You know, like California Pizza Ticket does those, you know, surprise tickets. Scratch-off tickets that they mail you, but you can't scratch them off until you actually go into a CPK, and then a manager has to come over and scratch it off, and it's like, you're guaranteed to win something, as long as you don't scratch it, as long as you don't open it. And then the manager opens, it's like, oh my god, you got $10 off your dinner. You're like, yay.
It's like, sometimes so I walked like, in for that?
Dude, and then sometimes it's like, oh, I won $100 in cash, and like, yay! And then somebody's going to win a trip to any CPK in the world, including the one in Dubai. So then it was like, that would be kind of freaking awesome.
Could you
but
imagine,
more
like,
times than not.
Bitch, you just won Dubai. I mean, a trip to Dubai. You didn't actually win Dubai.
You didn't win Dubai.
You get to go to Dubai.
Because California Pizza Kitchen can't give you Dubai.
But it's a coup, bitch.
But seriously, I think about going to CPK more because of those.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But they only do it once a year.
Well, yeah, they can't be giving trips all the time to Dubai.
Dude, seriously? It's mostly just, like, a couple bucks off your thing all the time. You're, like, you're thinking, like, yay, you got $5 off your dinner tonight. Or, yay, you get a free appetizer next time you come in. You're just like...
Ugh. Next time, I'm already here.
Exactly! I hate those kinds of fucking...
It's like, can we consider this the next
give
time?
Give me something now! I want it now! Anyway, can you tell that we're hungry? So, I thought that was cool, and I wanted to share it. So, if you have talent or not, but you possibly want to win an awesome trip to QuakeCon.
If that's your stick.
And if you're listening to our podcast, more than likely you would be the type to enjoy the QuakeCon.
Or have the talent.
Yeah, that's true too.
We have a lot of talented people who
Facebook.com/rage. Check it out.
Rage.
I think the game's going to be amazing. We've got an article about it in the magazine coming up. So we'll
rage.
Let you know when that drops. And we'll definitely look forward to your feedback
rage.
About that. So that's one of my things.
Speaking of rage.
Two. And see how I did that? Because I have a two.
Oh, rage.
Earlier this week, Sega released Streets of Rage 2 on the XBLA. And I have to tell you.
I jizzed in my pants.
She jizzed in her pants.
I
almost jizzed in my pants.
I just jizzed.
You did.
I did. I was like, get the fuck out. She was like, no, really. And I was like, oh my god, I just came.
Seriously. But not really, but kind of. Almost really.
Regardless. And you know what I think is really funny about when they release games on, you know, like...
Well, XBLA?
Yeah, I'm going to say XBLA because nothing's coming on the PSN anytime soon. Which is something else that we'll talk about
data
on the show.
Stolen.
But people go apeshit crazy... For, like, nostalgic games. Like
because they're good. I mean,
know.
For the most part.
I know. But, I mean,
there's some bad ones. Like, I don't know how I feel about the Burger Time remake.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel.
But I mean, like, when a good game comes out, and they release it, people go apeshit for it, like it's a brand new game, like we've never seen it before.
Oh, I mean, but it depends on the nostalgia game. So, for instance, like, I absolutely enjoyed all of the Metal Slug releases, because I played Metal Slug a lot. And, you know, it can be a much more difficult game to actually progress through, because there is no save point. There's, you die, you start the level over again from the checkpoint, and you only get one checkpoint. It's a forced checkpoint, and God bless you if you can't pull it off. Sucks to be you. Start the whole level over again. And so, you know, it's a punishment game, but I love it. And at the same time, like, I picked up the Double Dragon one.
Right.
And I maybe went 3 levels in, and then I stopped. I didn't complete it, because I was like, dude, I already completed it again. But it was nice to be able to play it. But, you know, I didn't jump on any of the Sonic releases. I didn't jump on...
It's really funny, because, like, I mean,
the
Ninja
Gaiden or the original Prince of Persia.
I got the preview for episode 1.
I mean, and have you done anything in Game Center? Ever?
Like, no. No, not on the phone. Is that what you're talking about, the app that's on my
phone?
No,
I'm talking about the arcade place. Oh. Where you can play the old game. The game room.
The game room.
Yeah.
I actually did not go in the game room.
Yeah, I mean, that's all nostalgia.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, there are people who probably like, oh my god, game room, and jump in there. Like, I mean, like, at PAX East, there was a big nostalgia room. And I was drawn by the music more than the games in there.
Oh my god, Flynn's Arcade is fucking the shit.
They did such a great job with that. But,
And now you know where it comes from.
I now understand. I get it. And it only took me 26 years.
Only took you 26.
It took me less than a century.
Which is great.
Which is great for
but
my
it
generation.
Took you 2 decades plus.
Took me 2.5 decades plus. Plus one.
2.5 decades plus 1 year.
Plus 1 year.
And
to get
months.
It. And it was something that easily was corrected in a night.
Yep. Literally. Give me 4 hours of your time.
Literally. Boom. But no. But it... I mean, I think the fact with the game room is that they released so many titles in there all at once. Whereas, I mean, every once in a while, where there's a lull in the game industry, there's not a lot being released. When they go and they throw in a really good morsel from the past, people go apeshit for it. Well, so I think it's really a matter of timing and what the content is.
I think that it's really... I think that timing does play a piece in it.
I mean, if they had dropped Street of Rage 2...
Can that bitch make a point?
I pointed and touched her.
Don't
just
poke
now.
Me. This is not Facebook. Anyway. No poking. I agree that timing, as you say, plays a part in it, but I don't think it's timing in the way that you present it, because there really aren't lulls in the industry. Games are being released every week. Okay, whether or not they're games that you're hot fired for or person B down the block is hot fired for, there isn't a lull because there's some game that appeals to some niche market. I think the timing that affects whether or not people are going to pony up money for a XBLA title, game room title, or, you know, A level title really comes down to the timing of when they're getting paid and how much time they have to devote to a game. Because I think the thing that we can agree on with a nostalgia game is it's an easy pick up and put down game.
I pick them up and put them down.
You pick them up and put them down. But seriously, like, you can jump into, we'll take, like, Pole Position. Okay? You can do 3 races in Pole Position in, like...
What?
Yeah. It's in the game room, bitch.
Is it a stripper game?
No! Oh my god! I was about to punch you! Like, I was really about to punch you!
Oh, I'm just kidding.
This is about to be the end of the podcast.
Just kidding! It was a bad joke! Bad joke!
Like, you almost got hurted.
I felt fear for my life just then. Holy shit! That was really intense. I'm backing the fuck up.
It was almost about to get real.
Shit got real.
But no, you can, you know, jump into Pole Position in game room and, you know, get a great experience in under 10 minutes. And so it's something that you can pick up and, you know, play while you've got something heating in the microwave. Yeah. And you don't feel like you have to rush back to it.
Right.
And you can literally play a thing and then quit out of it and go grab what you did. And so I think that nostalgia games, because for the most part, most of them, even getting all the way through them, is a brief experience.
Do you know, I don't know, because playing the games that we play now and then going back to games before, like I've noticed that some of the nostalgia games that I've jumped back into, I remember breezing through them back then.
Yeah.
But going back to them now, I'm like, what the hell was I doing then?
We're just really bad players.
No, like, I mean, the Sonic games, like, I mean, I didn't actually go, like, I know.
No, Sonic took you a while. You didn't breeze through Sonic.
I think I'm just remembering all my playthroughs again.
I think you are, because you didn't breeze through Sonic. When you decided that you were going to complete the whole damn game, it took you a month. The first one.
Oh.
Yeah, it took you a month to get through the first one, because you played it, like, religious. Every day we got home from school, it was so hard to get you to do your chores, because you're like, no, I just need, like, an hour on Sonic, and then I'll do my thing. I just need an hour on Sonic. And it would be, like, 2 hours. And I'd be like, you didn't do your thing, and Mom's coming home. Ass whooping. And you jump up.
Yeah, and I would fake do the dishes. Yeah. Fast, I think.
Uh-huh.
Then maybe in my mind, I'm only remembering the good times.
Uh-huh. But I think what you're remembering was the Dreamcast one, because the Dreamcast one you went through, the Sonic and Tails one, you blew through that like a bitch.
Oh, my God. Sonic and Tails. That wasn't Dreamcast. That was still Sega. That was still Genesis. Yeah.
I played it on Dreamcast, so I might have had a...
All of them, all the ones that I had were for the Genesis. The last one I played was the Sonic and Knuckles, because you could combine the third.
Yeah.
The way that the cartridge was, they had a thing on the top that you could put three.
Yeah.
And you could import Knuckles into the third game, into Sonic and Knuckles.
Okay.
And I actually still have those cartridges, because that's how much of us... But
I remember from Sonic and Tails on, you just blew through them like you know,
so, I mean,
hot knife through butter. But the first one you didn't.
But I'm sure now, even though I'm, you know, like, it's funny because Bramamon got the whole Sonic collection for his PlayStation. And one night I was over there in his dorm room when we were still in college. And he was going through all the gems. Because remember, I was such a hassle for those Chaos Emeralds.
I can't remember.
I was religiously I'm going to get them all.
I got
all.
So tired of watching you, like, bounce off those. And I couldn't do them. Like, I would watch you do them and be like, wow.
Yeah.
Your timing is fantastic.
And now it sucks crap. But no. But he was playing it, and I was like, oh, my God, I could totally do that. Because he kept finding the rings, but he'd always mess up on this one puzzle. And I was like, that one's a tricky one. I can do it. He goes, you haven't played in forever. And I'm like, watch. And literally, just like riding a bike. You know, and it's just memory. And I was like, I know we're all, and it all came flooding back. I mean, even if we want to dial it back to original old school Mario, I think I would fuck up.
Yeah, original Mario, like, I play it every once in a while on my DSi, because I have the...
Like, I think I'd be like...
And what? I, as I'm playing through it, I'm like, oh my God, this seems so much easier
back then.
Before, like, wait a minute, I need, what? I can't, I went down the hole. You know, but then you fast forward, like, you hit the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game.
Oh, God.
Not the remake, the original, okay, the one that we all played on the SNES.
Oh, my God, the ones in the arcade that you put your quarter in and had good time.
Shit, two quarters, bitch, two quarters. Gotta account for inflation.
Oh.
Yeah, those things are two quarters now.
Man, back in my day, it was, put one on top of the thing.
Dude.
Those I got
are two
next.
Quarters now, okay? And if you want to play any of, like, the music-based things or, like, the racing things, bitch, you better have your $1.25 ready.
Are you
$1.25, son?
I feel bad for all those people who love Dance Dance Revolution.
That's not
a cheap game habit.
Hell no. You want to do more than one song?
Oh, God.
You better bring your credit card.
God forbid you lose.
You better swipe your debits.
I never understood Dance Dance Revolution.
I understand it. I just can't do it. I just would rather dance.
It's like, what? I can do a dancing game without rhythm? Nah, I'll pass, thanks.
Yeah, I'm cool. But for all the people who love it and do it, like, I take my hat off.
Hey, you guys should all jump into Irish step dancing.
It's a fucking workout, and I tip my hat. It's just not for me.
And they do it in those really big bondage pants.
I know, I can't understand that.
I don't get that.
How do you move that fast in bondage pants?
Because you're bonded.
But,
in pants.
But Streets of Rage 2... you know, it was one of those games that we played a lot.
Oh my god, yeah, we'd always have to flip a coin or I'd like...
I think we ran through that game at least 15 times all the way through.
I'm trying to remember.
Swapping who was going to play the bitch.
What was her name? Blaze. Or, yeah, and if you didn't play, and if... I think when we played it, if we didn't play that, or play her, then the other one would play the black kid.
Yeah.
Skate?
Yep.
I don't even remember who the other two are.
I know.
Because we didn't give a fuck.
We didn't. It was Skate and Blaze all the time. Yeah, Skate and
Blaze. That's right.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's been... this week Blaze it was had released. Great,
like, windmill kick.
Yeah.
Rollerblades.
And so Blaze just looked hot in her miniskirt.
She did.
And her boobs.
Yeah, and that kick that she
Everyone know. You guys all know what I'm talking about.
Yep, the heave.
Yep, you all know.
Even Pixels.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited to, you know, play it again because I love that game so much.
Now, wait. Do we know... Now, if it's got, if it's just local,
I haven't even checked. I haven't even checked. Like, I just
because into it. I mean, I think that's what the downfall was with Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah, the game. That's the thing that
because
drove me nuts,
it only has
which
local.
You never did help me finish. By the way,
I can help you
because I really want to finish it.
It only had local co-op play, and I think everyone was looking forward to just jumping into a game.
Yeah,
with a friend who lived down.
Because people expect it now with the. Way that Xbox Live works and the way that the PSN works, you know, kind of sort of when it
kind of sort of maybe when it's
when
up.
It, when it worked and kind of sort of maybe when it starts rolling back out in its limited function, we've come to expect the ability to play with our friends over the internet.
And across the world.
And when we don't have that ability,
it makes us angry.
Well, and it's the first thing of going, you know, I would love that game. It would be a 10 for me, or it would be, you know, like, one of my top 10 games, but I can't do one thing that I'd really love, and typically that one thing...
Is always co-op.
Is always online co-op.
Online co-op, yeah. Like, Dance Central, I absolutely love the game. I didn't realize that that was also local.
Yeah.
But I'm sure with the,
Well, I think that, you know, one, it's gotta be a strain on the hardware to have the motion sensing piece the way that the Kinect works. And I think that, it may be additional strain to add internet because you've got to transmit that data.
You know, but I wouldn't be surprised if 2 makes the attempt to try.
It may. Because I think that, you know, a
I
lot
think
of people
so many people really wanted
it.
To see that happen. And a lot of people, I think, were expecting to see that in the first one. And when they were like, wait a minute, it's only local? Really? Oh, because I really wanted to battle against, like, you
but
know.
But I think the way that you'll see battle happen, because I don't know that you can really push that kind of data the way that most homes have data, because that would be a lot of...
That's so much data.
That's, like, a lot of bandwidths that you would
mega need. Mega gigabyte, son!
You would need, like, mega... You would probably need, like, fiber on both
Fiber
ends.
Bytes, son!
Not to be confused with Fiber Beast.
Fiber Beast!
But, which is an inside joke. But I think that the way that you'll see battle implemented until we get more bandwidth, basically, for our
Gotta have
users,
more bandwidth.
For the consumer base, I think that what you'll see is that you can do your routine and then challenge someone, and it will put up your score and, you know, like, list what techniques that you did the best, you know, kind of grade you, and then... You can issue that challenge to your friend and
like, hey, I totally did this on hard with no flashcards. Beat that bitch.
Exactly. And that'll be the way that it'll come through. Like, when you play the game, it'll be like, blah, 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 has challenged you to blah, blah, blah.
To dance kinda, this dance.
Kind of how they do the challenges in Rock Band 3.
Okay.
I think that that's how you'll see it as kind of the stopgap fix until you've got bandwidth. Because I don't think you can push that kind of data. I mean, you're talking about streaming more data than you would for streaming a movie.
Streaming data! Right.
And
in a girl can dream, can't she?
You can, but...
I'm dreaming in digital.
I'm just saying, a lot of, you know, gigabits, bitch.
That's gigabytes, bitch! Mega gigabytes, son!
That's a whole lot of gigas you trying to pull to the
internet. So much gigas, babe!
So much gigas. But,
gigas.
We're really excited about Streets of Rage 2. We will more than likely be playing the out of it.
Are we
week.
Still going to have issues with the Blaze thing? Now
no,
that we bring that
no.
Up?
We're grown now. We're mature women. We could
we'll
share
Mortal Kombat
equally.
It out. We'll Mortal Kombat it out.
We can share equally. It's not a problem.
Okay.
All right.
Didn't we used to have the fight battles in that where you could, like, fight it and we'd both play Blaze then because
it was the only time we could both do it?
Yep.
And you'd always beat me.
Not always. You beat me sometimes.
No, I think you more or less manipulated that win streak.
No. Streets of Rage was the one that I didn't do corners, and I, you know.
I was like, corners!
Yeah.
I wonder if any other families, like, siblings had rules like that when they played. It's like, all right, no corners. Well, no, because no constant jumping.
Until you got into fighting games where you could, like, handy clap one player to the other, like, slow one down or something like that. I'm sure we weren't the only one who came up with, okay, well, I'm not as good as you, so here's what you can't do. You can only use punches.
I remember we used to do that. It's like, this is nothing but a kick fight. No punching.
Yeah.
No punching.
Just kicking. No punching.
It's like, not
you punch me, free punch.
Free punch. I remember that.
Yep. So, I mean, there's lots of great feelings around some titles.
Right.
And I think that those are the ones that people will find a little bit of time that they can pull aside and, you know, not feel like they're missing any great story or any big experience if they have to put it down for a week because they can jump right back where they were and they don't have to remember, like, the control maps.
Right.
Like, that's one thing that throws me off whenever I leave a game like Call of Duty. If I don't play it every day for a week to get through the story, if I move to something else, I literally have to stop and think when I pick the game up again of how the controls are mapped, and I have to literally teach myself how to play the game again. And you don't have to do that with a lot of the nostalgia games because it's literally move and maybe two buttons.
Punch, move, kick. Back and forth, yep. Possibly jump.
Possibly jump.
And start for a menu if you have to, like, buy stuff.
Yep, so pretty much it's move, jump, attack.
Maybe.
Some may just be move, attack.
Or jump, like bobble, bobble, and Eshwam still couldn't even
like
do that.
Like Space Harrier.
So, yeah.
So, we love it, and I love to see more. Like, I would really like to see the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game from the SNES.
Oh, my God. Oh, the Simpsons?
The
original Simpsons?
The Simpsons game would be fun to see pop up there. I think I would really enjoy that. I would prefer to have the original Burger Time pop up. Not to knock the HD one. I mean, it really looks interesting, and it's definitely...
Fuck Echo the Dolphin.
No Echo the Dolphin.
No, because believe it or not, like, I honestly, like, I used to rent
it... You played that shit so much!
No, not even.
You did!
No, because if
Don't
you...
Don't lie.
No, listen. If you really watched my gameplay... Like, I really would put it in, and I'd only play the beginning before your whole family of dolphins got swept up in that tornado. Because, one, that was really horrific, and it made me really worried that one day my family was going to get sucked up in a tornado, and I'd be lost.
How does tornadoes suck up dolphins in the ocean?
I don't know. But then the second thing was, whoever designed the fucking octopus made this the scariest fucking octopus. Don't you remember?
Scary octopus.
Like, it would sit there and only one of its tentacles would move, so you had to move slowly by it, or it would slam down on you and kill you. It was in the it was like area 1, level 2. So I never got past it because I was so scared of the octopus that I would sit there and I would get halfway and be like, it can, like, I'd freak the fuck out. And I'd be like, forget this, fam was not getting saved. And to this day, I still will not play Echo the Dolphin. For that reason.
Oh, I'm gonna die.
For that reason.
Oh my God, Echo the Dolphin.
It scares the shit out of me.
That is some shit.
To this day.
You know, but I think that everyone has, like, their list of games that they would absolutely love.
Minus Echo the fucking Dolphin.
Yeah, I don't think that Echo the Dolphin is anything that anyone really wants to read.
If you, don't get me wrong, Dolphin Sim, I would play that all day. I can swim and go all the way down deep in the water. I can shoot up and do flips and shit. Hell yeah.
Flips and shit. Yep. In that order.
Yep.
So, speaking of internets and multiplayer, you know, or lack thereof.
Yeah, more lack thereof than of.
Obviously, we need to talk about PSN still being down. You know, earlier this week, Sony held a press conference and Kazuhirai came out and there was lots and lots and lots of apologizing. And, you know, apologies are good, and admitting that things went wrong, and that mistakes were made is good. Admitting things is
a good step.
It's a good step, but it felt like it literally was just a PR move to me. And okay. And though there's nothing wrong with that, here's where we're still at the end of the day. The PSN is still not working.
Yep, PSN's still down.
Because it is down, as it does start to roll back up, more than likely people are going to get some freebies.
I hope.
From Sony. There's talk about floating some people some DLC and some downloadable games once it rolls back up because of all the downtime for people who are, you know, paying for.
Like, Plus.
Yeah. Which, you know, doesn't affect us. But,
no.
And for people who have paid extra for online play specifically for a couple of games through PSN, they'll get some restitution for being out their time. But they're rolling, or hope to be rolling back, pieces of PSN functionality over time. So it's not like they're going to flip a switch and everything's going to be back, and so you'll have your trophies and your game room and your home and all that kind of stuff. It's going to be piece by piece by piece that's going to come back on. And you're still left in the position right now where it's very possible that all the information needed to commit identity fraud using your information is available.
Yeah,
I mean, your mailing address, your name, your date of birth.
And the psychic thing about the PSN being down is that you can't go in and change it.
Nope, you've got to wait till it comes back up to change it. That thing. And that there is a possibility that credit card information, that database got out. Though it is encrypted, you know, you throw enough computing power behind something and get it can criteria, crack it. It will eventually crack it. So, you know, I am not very comfortable with where I am with Sony's position right now. And to be fair, I more than likely will just straight up cancel the card that I actually used for the PSN account and just open a new one with that vendor because...
See, now that makes me worry.
Because my credit is good and I would hate for some, you know, dumbass to fuck up my credit.
See, that makes me worried because that's my... It's my Eastern card and that's what my savings is in.
Yeah.
Like, I can't be like, yeah, I need to close this one down and open up a new one because of fraud, possibly. Like, I mean, I sent the email and let them know that any purchases from the PSN are not part, and to flag me immediately and let me know immediately if that's been
Well,
bad.
They need to watch the account in general because it may not be a thing for the PSN. If they have your credit
right,
card
they
number,
can use anything else.
They can use it to buy shit on Amazon.
Right.
So... You might just want to put a flag on that account in general. Yeah, awesome, Sony. Thank you for that.
And the funny thing is, the only thing that has that card attached to it is my PSN.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't... And the only reason why I even attach...
Well, that's a good thing, because you only have one account that you have to worry about.
Right.
That's There's true. A lot of things that... The card yeah. that I use for that
nope,
is attached
only,
to.
Nope, so I've only ever put it on.
I've got to move stuff around. So I am... I'm less than pleased with the situation. I mean, you know, it could have happened to anyone. I thought it was weird that, you know, you look, the Epsilon, you know, email cracking happened and, you know, my email address and through like 8 different providers that I get shit from has probably been, you know, sold and resold. And I can definitely see a massive increase in my amount of general spam that comes into that email account. So that was awesome. But there just seems to be a lack of urgency around...
You know, there's so many people whose information is just out there for some clever person to figure out and take advantage of.
Yeah.
That Sony's just like, yeah, we're working on it. We're working on it.
Yeah, we're working on it. We're really sorry it's down, but we're working on it.
Like, bitch, there better be nothing taken out that is not authorized by me or we're going to have an issue. Like, people didn't already have an issue with Sony...
I know, to begin with.
And now this happens. And you know Microsoft is sitting there going, yep, and we win Sony.
No, I think they're more sitting back going, holy Jesus, let's make sure that we don't end up like Sony.
No, if you know anything about Microsoft security.
That's true.
I'm not worried. So
it takes a lot.
Pray to God that you never get amnesia. because they will not release shit to you.
You ain't getting anywhere, man.
It's like, yeah, we have a feeling it's you, but because we can't really confirm it,
we ain't telling you shit. Bye.
Bye. Yeah.
I do respect
so them Mike, about that. So Microsoft, they got the lockdown. They'll protect you from you. Oh boy, will they protect you from you.
That's true. So yeah, we're still pissed about that. And
no, I'm not pissed. I'm not pissed about the Xbox.
No, I'm pissed about Sony.
Yeah, I'm pissed about the PSN.
No, I'm sorry. That was misdirected piss. I'm pissed about Sony and the PSN.
Yeah. Concurred.
I'm pissed at Sony about the PSN.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm no longer mad at Microsoft because they fixed it.
No, they fixed your shit, so you're all set. All right. You know what? We're getting way off topic here. That's anyway, the stuff we got this
5 years.
5 years. It's been a good 5 years.
5 years of that.
We've got more years to come. Thank you for being with us on the journey.
Keep supporting us
and being part of it, which you can do by reading all of our stuff on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is
esh.co. That is esh.co. The short address will bounce to the long one. You can check out any articles that have been written within the week. All questions and comments should go to mailbag@landofesh.com. We are available on iTunes for free. Subscribe and leave a comment or review.
That's right. You can get our episodes the moment that we put them out on the interweb, especially when we put them out in the proper order.
That was a fun podcast mix-up.
Yeah, whoops.
Whoopsies.
Like, typos, they can kill. So make sure that you subscribe to our podcast in iTunes Music Store by going to the music store and searching for Electric Sisterhood, all one word, and hit that beautiful little subscribe button. Or you can also search for us in the Zoom Marketplace as well, for those who live a la vida PC, and do the same. Just search for Electric Sisterhood and hit that subscribe button. You can also catch us a few other ways as well.
Oh, you can plug us.
Wow, 5 years and you don't remember how that segue goes?
No, that's not where I was going. I was thinking...
tell them about the other search engines.
All right, so yeah, other search engines and the RSS reader. You should also check out the other shows that fly underneath our banner since they weren't all there at year one.
No, they weren't. We were pretty much the only thing, but now we've grown.
So big!
Stop it. I'm trying to focus.
We would impress your mother.
While our shows go out, we are totally the type that you could introduce to your mom. Not so much, maybe necessarily, after we've been drinking.
Oh, definitely not. Do not introduce me to your mom when I'm drunk.
You can check out some of the other awesome shows that exist in the Land of Esh, because we're not the only thing that exists there.
No.
We have new episodes of our podcast that become available on Monday. On Tuesday, you get a brand new episode of the Boston Bash Brigade podcast, which is hosted by King Baby Duck, one of our homies, who will also be rolling with us to E3 this year, which will be cool. And then on Wednesday, you can follow that up with an episode of the Geek Aggro podcast hosted by our boy Deuces Wild, who unfortunately will not be attending E3 with us this year. But that's okay. We'll get him next year, champ. It'll be awesome.
And who's to say other shows might not show up?
Yep, you never know. I mean, there are all kinds of things that I'm supposed to do that I haven't done yet. So you never know when a new addition to the family will...
I know, they're like lining up to get
in. They're lined up.
They're outside in the cold going, Ninja,
I keep forgetting to open the latch.
Open the drawbridge!
I know, I keep forgetting to put the drawbridge down. Like, I walk past the lever.
And they're all like, are you going to let us in? Yeah, when I come back, yeah, I'm totally
like,
open it.
I totally just have to, like, feed the dragon, but as soon as I finish feeding him, I'm going to open up the latch. And then I feed the dragon, and then we start playing.
You can't do that! We have people waiting to get in!
People on the other side of the moat.
You know, those alligators are going to get them eventually.
I know, but my dragon is so cute. Have you ever seen him when he blows little smoke rings of hearts out of his nose?
No, because he doesn't like me.
Did you feed
him marshmallows? Because you told him the horrible story about Whiskers.
Well, you should feed him marshmallows. He'll like you. He loves marshmallows.
Anyway.
So, you also should cop our magazine, which is pretty damn awesome. And I'm not just saying that because I want you to buy it, but I do want you to buy it.
She does want you to
buy it. You can visit all of that. You can find all of our content on our respective websites. Or in the one convenient place where we gather all of that, landofesh.com. So with that,
said.
Shit, you dig, Pandalicious. Make it good, because this is the 5-year anniversary episode, so.
I dig.
Yes.
And this is going to be so good.
Ready? Whip it out.
Ready? Are you ready?
Drop it on the people. Drop it like it's hot.
Our idea for that club that we want to do. The club that is so elite that it's not even really a club. Like, I dig it. I don't even remember what the name of it was. But it's going to be so popular that nobody gets in. Like, literally, no one is on the list. And the wait outside is the club.
Oh, my God.
That is what... I dig Fire Cops.
Okay.
And that's all I dig. All
right.
Fire Cops.
Great. That's fantastic.
And you...
Me? I'm gonna...
Big five. Yep. It's the big five.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, I'm going. It's gonna be awesome. I dig doing this show.
See?
Oh, that was so good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It was totally your idea, too.
Yeah, it was totally my idea.
So, of course, you should love it.
And then I'm gonna just kind of talk about in general. I actually really am digging on streaming media. I know we've talked about it a lot, like different services, but I don't think that either of us has ever just come out and say, just in general, streaming media is awesome. I mean, streaming media allows us to actually do this show. I mean, that's basically what we're doing, is we're streaming this thing, you know, either people listening to it on our website or getting it through iTunes or whatever, and then the entertainment things that we get, the information that comes into us in the world. Like, I dig it. I love the connected life.
I don't know what I would do if I was ever not connected.
Exactly! Like, you are straight up connected. Like, I thought I was addicted to this shit. You are, like, addicted.
I sleep with my MacBook Air.
I sleep with my MacBook Air. I'm not even gonna lie.
Like, I sleep and then I wake up and then I turn it on. I'm like, what's going on right now? Nothing. All right. Going back to sleep. Wake me up if something really cool happens.
I dig it. I dig the connected life. And I dig all of you guys. So, thanks for being with us. And we will be seeing you next week.
Yep. Bye.
Hi ladies, this is Kayla, aka K-Monk. I just wanted to say congratulations on 5 big years. That's totally awesome. Here's hoping to many more. Oh, and Daniel wanted me to tell you boobs. Okay, bye.
Hey, Electric Sisterhood. This is Frank Branches from RP Grinders, wanting to wish you a happy 5th anniversary. And I always wanted to say this, so what I'm going to do with my toast is listen to another 5 years of great podcasting from you gals. Pandalicious and Ninja Sister, you guys do it right. Thanks for the shows. Continue doing what you're doing. Love you gals. Bye.
Hey, what's up? This is Tire Claw. I would like to congratulate you both for 5 years of the Electric Sisterhood. I've been listening to the show since it was brought onto AllGames.com. Here's hoping for 5 more years.